Now dictation for Jerry. J-E-R-R-Y, Bridges, P-R-I-D-G-E-S, May 29, 40. Address as a letter to Dr. Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Chan, C-H-A-N, A-37-9205. Dear Dr. Chan, follow up for Mr. Bridges, who has advanced renal failure, small kidneys without obstruction, congestive heart failure, has a myelofibrosis, secondary to polycythemia vera, follows University of Michigan, last visit in January, comes accompanied with wife, was in the hospital recently for CHF exacerbation, on oxygen 2 liters 24 hours, very frail elderly person in a wheelchair, complaining of feeling weak, appetite is poor, 2 meals a day, however no vomiting dysphagia, does have alternating loose to hard stools without any bleeding, there is incontinence of stools, chronic incontinence of urine, no infection, cloudiness of blood. He is trying to be more careful with salt. Before hospital admission, was eating sausages, pizza, cheese. Presently, no chest pain palpitations. He's weak and recent episode of falling. Unsteady. He blames to the dog was on the way. No true syncope. He's blind from the right eye. Prior cytomegalovirus infection in that eye. Presently off treatment, off antiviral, oral, as well as topical, a new diagnosis of cardiac amyloidosis followed with University of Michigan, edema is stable, other review system is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Lasix, Cardura, Metoprolol for blood pressure, remains on Jakafi, J-A-K-A-F-I, for his bone marrow problem. I also review University of Michigan cardiology from March. With left ventricular hypertrophy, aortic valve disease, atrial arrhythmia, the amyloidosis with deposit for transthyretin, T-R-A-N-S, T-H-Y-R-E-T-I-N. Is class 3 functional limitation. They are discussing if he will be approved for this heart condition to be started on the tafamidis, T-A-F-A-M-I-D-I-S. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 90 over 60 left side, they weigh 148. He's a very pleasant gentleman, chronically ill, elderly, muscle wasting, blind from the right eye, breath sounds decreasing both bases, no RALS, no gross wheezing. There is a systolic murmur, goes to the neck artery, no gross pericardial rap, minor JVD, no abdominal ascites or distension, 1-2 plus edema around the ankles. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in May, creatinine 2.4, which is baseline, GFR 26, stage 4, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base. There is low calcium, although no albumin to correct, no phosphorus. He does have anemia 9.1, low size MCV at 17, normal platelet count, high white blood cell count. There was no differential. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 4. No immediate indication for dialysis. We do this for uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or uncontrolled volume overload. At this moment, he has a new diagnosis of cardiac amyloidosis, as indicated above, followed by cardiology locally and University of Michigan. They are discussing about potential approval of treatment. In the meantime, the importance of salt fluid restriction, continued diuretics presently every other day, that will need to be increased as tolerated and as needed. Condition is very guarded, multiple medical issues, including the bone marrow disease. Chemistry on a regular basis. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Normal potassium acid base. Nutrition is multifactorial. All questions answered. Plan to see him back in 3 months, end of dictation.